guaranteed freedom to the Jews. And even though the leaders of the revolution, as I mentioned, were anti-Semitic, nevertheless, in theory, the revolution was committed to Jewish freedoms, Jewish social rights, Jewish citizenship. It would not come to official confirmation until the time of Napoleon. Napoleon, who had a dramatic effect on the entire world, had a dramatic effect upon the Jewish world as well. Napoleon Bonaparte was a born in Corsica, a corporal in the French army. The French Revolution ate itself up, as many times revolutions do. It degenerated into a reign of terror. People who were in charge today were guillotined tomorrow. There just was no end to the chaos, to the destruction, and too much freedom too soon in the wrong hands. I'm sure that you've all passed ninth grade English, A Tale of Two Cities, true picture of the time. Napoleon came and he established himself as, today we would call him a dictator, then he established himself as the Emperor of France, Chief of France. He was the new royalty. In effect, he was going to undo the political accomplishments of the French Revolution, but to keep the spiritual, social, moral ideas of the revolution alive. That's what he tried to do. On the way, he got carried away with himself a little, as many people do. Especially, he was unfortunately blessed with a great deal of early and uninterrupted success, which guarantees a tremendous ego. And therefore, he really thought that he was Napoleon. It's not for nothing that all the jokes are told about people in the insane asylum who say that they're Napoleon, right? Because poor Napoleon thought he was Napoleon. He had a tremendous idea regarding the Jewish people, though. Napoleon wanted that Jews should be equal and have all the rights. He wanted the benefit from the Jewish genius. He also was financed a great deal by the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds, in all the Napoleonic Wars, financed both sides. Something which made them a lot of money but did not endear them to the political structures of the countries that they lived in. And Napoleon wanted to modernize the Jewish people. He wanted to modernize Judaism. He wanted to make it presentable. He wanted to get rid of the creeps. He didn't like, as he put it, he didn't like smelly Jews. He wanted to have nice Jews, and he wanted to make it modern, and these nice modern Jews would then be equal with everyone else, and the utopia would be around us. He engaged in what today we call social engineering. And in 1809, he convened a group of rabbis whom he called the Great Sanhedrin, no less. Now, when you received an invitation to attend from Napoleon, it could not very well be refused, especially if you were under his empire. And therefore, he was able to put together 120 rabbis. Somebody played him wrong. The Sanhedrin was 70 or 71, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdola was 120, but made no difference. And one of the great rabbis of Warsaw,